from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
With everything that's gone on with the Falcons this week, it's exciting. For sure. It's exactly what everyone was hoping would happen. And for the first time, I don't know, in years, maybe ever, everything that you hoped would happen happened. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have been perfectly satisfied just, like, get one of them, you know? All right, there's some pass rushers available. There's some safeties available. Mm-hmm. If you can get one thing to help your team better before the season comes around, great. But to get two of them is phenomenal.
Yep.
But with that, obviously, expectation shifts a little bit. And it's interesting because when I don't know what your expectation is. I don't know what the general expectation is. But I think it was high, it was division, it was playoffs, it was try to win a playoff game, all that kind of stuff. Right. With what happened this week, it's higher than that. I felt good, and the reason the expectation was what it was because of the quarterback acquisition,
right?
When the expectation is make the playoffs.
Because they would have made it last year if they had him.
Right. Yeah. It's easy to understand how having Kirk Cousins takes you from what was to what could be this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the expectation rising, now you're talking about Kirk Cousins, who, again, is a very good quarterback and is part of why the expectation was where it was.
Right.
He's going to have to do something that he hasn't done before.
Yes, exactly.
Which is win multiple playoff games in the same year.
Yes.
Like, I feel like you go, like, when it was, you got to win this division. Well, the division's not very good. And when you win the division, you get a home game, win that game. Mm-hmm. Okay, Kirk Cousins has won a playoff game before. But now we're talking about you got guys on defense, you're loaded, you got all this stuff, people are talking, sky's the limit, all that. Again, your expectation of where you think it could go is up to you, but it's higher than winning one game.
Yeah.
So, well, that would be then winning two games. He's never done that before.
No.
He's never won two playoff games in his whole career.
No.
And it's crazy to go from, and I don't want to make this sound overly negative, but I think it's a reasonable thing to wonder about a guy who's never done it before.
Right.
It's crazy to go from the expectation being high because of a guy to now being like, man, are they going to be able to reach their potential because of that same guy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's what I said. That's what I was talking about yesterday. It's like, I mean, Kurt's a very good quarterback, but Kurt has had number one receivers.
He has.
He's had big time tight ends. He's had a great offensive line. He's had pass rushers. He's had that.
Yes.
You know, and I don't want to put it all on him. I hate when that, because, you know, we know the one big thing was about him, and they got the opportunity in the second week of the season. Remember, night games. Kurt couldn't win night games.
Oh, nationally televised
night games and all those different things. That's on his record. Now, if you go back and look at the games as a whole, how did he actually play in those games?
Mm-hmm.
You got, but I mean, win losses shouldn't be a quarterback stat, but it is. So whatever. But that's the thing about it is, like, yeah, he's a really good quarterback. He is, and he's in a system that he's comfortable with, and all those different things like that. But it is what it is. He's only won one playoff game,
mm-hmm.
and he's been to playoff numerous times with the Vikings, but they've won one,
mm-hmm.
and so. You can sit up there and say, and I always say this when it comes to a coach's philosophy, he ain't have me as his head coach. He didn't have our system. He didn't have our beliefs, or as the Falcons like to say, our ethos. And so we're going to succeed those expectations of what he's probably never gotten to. That was a hell of a playoff win they did. They had. It wasn't a push off. You know, Kyle Rudolph just made a nice grab. You know, looking.
Bringing up.
But no.
Nice little COVID win over the season.
But no, I think that, you know, collectively as a whole, this team, they should win the South. And it really shouldn't be close.
This division already wasn't particularly good. And then when you got the quarterback, that was a very – I mean, even last year, you should have won the South.
Right.
And obviously, quarterback play was a big part of what held you back from doing that.
Right.
But you were right there to do it. You had the Bucs beat in the second half of that game, mm-hmm. and then they come back and get you, and they end up going on a run and actually win a playoff mm-hmm. game. Baker Mayfield gets paid because of it. Mm-hmm. Like, it, you know, a couple things – and again, it feels very, like, reductive to say that because a couple things. Well, they're very big things. They're plays in football games that have to be made by players. And you don't have the players to make them. You don't have the quarterback to win you games. It's not as simple as everyone tries to make it. But now you have that quarterback. So just at least from what last year was, you would be able to do better and make the playoffs from that. Now you have a whole bunch of other stuff surrounding what last year's team didn't have also. So, yeah, you go from that being the reasonable, but I think still conservative expectation for this team to now. And again, you got to see what it looks like on the field when all these guys get out there, and it'll take a month or whatever to really kind of get a sense of really what they are. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to be surprised if it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be surprised if we get to October and we're like, man, I don't know. That really isn't working the way that I thought it would. Like, it's easy to look at this offense. We said this when training camp started. It's easy to look at this offense on paper and talk yourself into them being very good.
Yes.
Now, because of what happened this week, it's pretty easy to look at this defense on paper and also talk yourself into them being good.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know where some of that stuff was going to come from. Well, now you have Matthew Judon, who's had 15 sacks in a season before, and you have two safeties who've been Pro Bowlers and All-Pros. Like, that's a significant difference than what had been here before. So the expectation naturally goes from win the division to win playoff games, NFC, whatever. Again, however far you want to take it. Yeah.
And it should be, you know, because you saw how close you were. You know, and now you added players who have played a lot of big-time football, who know how to go out and do their job at the highest level at impactful players. Matthew Judon is not going to solve the problems. Somebody got to come along with him. You know what I mean? Like, he's a damn good player,
mm-hmm.
but you got to have somebody else come along with him. And I think that's when you talk about the Grady Jarrett and everything like that. But you got to – because now you have – a player where protection is going to be slid to.
Yeah.
You know, and so with that extra attention, somebody's got to take advantage.
He's the type of guy that makes other people on the line's lives easier.
Yes. Somebody has got to take advantage of that.
The two things that we've been begging this defense to do for years now, hopefully, will be taken care of with the moves that they've made this week, which are obviously sacking the quarterback, but just consistently making the quarterback uncomfortable, not allowing mediocre quarterbacks to sit back there in the pocket and pick you apart. And we don't have to run down the list of guys that aren't that good, that have had their best games of their lives against the Falcons in the last handful of years. That shouldn't be the case anymore. You should be able to make bad quarterbacks look terrible, and you should be able to make good quarterbacks uncomfortable with the pass rush that you're throwing at them, hopefully. Turnovers is another part of it.
Like,
this team just hasn't created turnovers at all over the last 5 years or so. Justin Simmons has the most interceptions of any player in the NFL since he came in 2016.
Yes.
Like, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's who you just got.
Yeah, six last year.
Yeah. Like,
yes, yeah,
this is his 30 picks since he came in the league in 2016. Like, that's a guy who just goes and gets the football. So now you have a guy who can get the quarterback and a guy that takes the football away on a defense that hadn't been able to do that in half a decade.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
giving
the ball back to an offense that feels like it's going to be a pretty high octane offense.
I mean, that's it. I mean, when you have a good offense, the more possessions you can get them, the better. Yep. That was one of those things. I remember we talked a while back with Arch. I got a chance to talk to Arch, and it was like, you know, I forgot who the damn punt returner was, and it was like, why is he always fair cut? It was a thing where Falcons don't never return.
This is like punt. Late Dan Quinn, right?
Yeah, they don't never return any punts and all that other thing. And Arch was like, well, why would you take the risk of taking the ball out of Matt Ryan's hands? You know, you want to make sure that you get the possession for Matt Ryan. That's the same thing here. But, in a way where you get them, Kirk Cousins, the ball as many times as you can. And so you got guys over there that are able to do that. And do you have an offense that's going to be able to move the football? Now, the biggest thing in the NFL is all teams can move the football between the 20s. It's about red zone efficiency.
That's another thing.
It's about red zone efficiency.
That we just have not seen happen with this football team over the last
red
handful
zone
of years.
Efficiency. And every day that I've been out there at Falcons camp, and because I get there at during the team periods, it don't make no sense for me to get there when Abe gets there to watch him stretch. And I get there at the team period to watch what they do actually live on 11-on-11. And every day I've been there, they have done red zone.
Teams that are good in the red zone. Teams that are efficient in the red zone. No. But what are the ingredients that tend to lead to teams being efficient in the red zone?
You can run the football. You can run the football. You got, and when you're in the red zone, your first down play has got to be positive. It's got to be a positive play. All right? It's got to be a positive play on your first red zone play. That's how you get more efficient, because you got to give them that well, we can still run the football. Say it's 3rd and 3 from the 7. We're still able to run the football. So you got to be able to run the football down there, and you got to have playmakers. You got to be able to take advantage of Kyle Pitts 1-on-1 outside or Drake London 1-on-1 outside and just give them a shot. The defense knows you're going to probably throw it if it's a 1-on-1 matchup and there's no safety help anywhere. The defense probably knows you're going to throw it, but you got to be able to make those plays.
Yeah. Starts with that fear of the run, though.
Yes.
And it all comes back to Bijan, which, again, is another guy that there's high expectations
Because the thing
for.
About it is, it's only so many coverages teams play in the red zone. You're probably either going to play man, you're going to do the zero blitz, or you're going to play quarters. That's pretty much the coverages down there in the red zone. Mm-hmm. And so you got to be able to identify them. You got a guy who can identify them, but you got to make plays.
Yeah, again, a quarterback who knows what he's doing as well. Yeah, all the ingredients, man. They're all in there. Cannot wait to see what it looks like week 1 against Pittsburgh.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.